I'd like to have.
What does lithium hydroxide look like? What does it smell like? What was the cause of the trouble with it in Gemini 4, and what was done to prevent it happening again?
Well, that's a good question. It's a powdered substance, and it can be... it has an odor which could variously be described, I guess, as pungent. You certainly know if you have it, if you're in the room with it. This particular odor was described by this crew as being pungent. It's sort of a suffocating smell, and I sort of get the feeling when I smell it that it's a little bit somewhat like ammonia. When you get it, it sort of opens you up that same way. The problem on Gemini 4 was found to be there had been some moisture in the system pre-launch, and there had been, you remember, there was a problem with some water leaking, and this had carried some of the lithium hydroxide out into the system where it had then dried and powdered, and then it was felt that it got into the circulation system of the spacecraft after they were in flight, and then it didn't clear up. And it was found on the suits and in the suits in a post-flight examination, and so it was felt that that problem was the result of some lithium hydroxide. And that was a single incident, and there was the problem was don't allow water to get into the lithium hydroxide, and make sure that all of the tubing and so forth is very clear before flight. We have not had that problem since.
Mary Bob Fairchild Publications. I have two questions. On the technical side, what have you learned, if anything, so far about the electrostatic charge when the two vehicles were docking, and also about moving in the mass configuration of the Agena and Gemini? And for Dr. Barry, is this the first time the astronauts have had a good night's sleep, first night out, and are their heart rates lower than some of the previous astronauts? And if so, what does this indicate?
let's see. I think I'll take the first two parts. As far as I know, there was no discernible problem with the electric charge monitor that essentially got no readings, although that really didn't happen on my shift. As far as the mass of the dock configuration, I'm not sure what you mean by that, but I would like to say that the targeted maneuvers that we have set up with the dock configuration, in my opinion, have been excellent. For example, with a 340 feet per second velocity change on the big height adjust today, we targeted for a certain altitude, and we made that altitude with about a 1 mile error, which I think is very good for the dock configuration. As far as dispersions on the maneuvers, the out of plane component has been the worst, if you would call it the worst, although I don't really see that as a problem. On both maneuvers, we picked up, as we say, about 12 feet per second out of plane error, which is seems very reasonable to me, considering the magnitude of the maneuvers.
Dr.
Well, Mary, as far as the sleep is concerned, it appears that they have slept better than some of the other crews. The same thing is evident, however, it appears that the pilot slept a little bit better than the command pilot did as far as depth of sleep from the rates. As far as they're concerned, we don't have that in reports from them, but looking at the rates, that appears to be the case as we've done before. As far as their heart rates at launch, they tended to be lower, and I'd say their overall heart rates during the mission itself are not are not too different. I think we'll have to compare the EVA experience just standing up for this period of time with the EVA that we have on the umbilical, and that'll be a lot more meaningful to us then. This should be very good information for comparison at that time by this sometime tomorrow. So I think you can't say much more about it than that. Looking at John Young's responses compared to his other flight, which we're trying to do right now, we're trying to put the data together. We haven't got all this done, but the launch phase certainly doesn't look dissimilar from his previous launch for peak rates and so forth.
Could anybody estimate how much earlier than planned that the EVA ended because of the problems, 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes?
I would estimate 20 minutes.
For Bill Snyder, considering the abbreviated EVA and the excessive fuel use, and then on the plus side, the exceptional performance of Agena, at the end of the first 24 hours of this three-day mission, Bill, could you give an opinion on how you feel about Gemini 10?
Well, we prefer to wait until after the seventh game to find out who won the World Series, and I'll wait until recovery day to give any assessment, please.
We ought to stay on that last question. Somebody asked about
clarification on astronaut awakening tomorrow. Will we be back on the nominal flight plan?
Did you hear that?
On astronaut awakening tomorrow, will we be back on the nominal flight plan timetable?
That's correct. Except we'll still be docked.
Okay, I think we've missed several passes over tracking stations, and we may have some more information by this time in the control center on this problem, so thank you very much.
Mr. Hill, you were the one asked about the EVA. I'm going to go back, and I'll get the exact time, and he'll give it to you, okay, or whoever's on.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right.
And Al Bond.